In the Torah Devar, we've been learning the 13 phrases in the Navi, Micha, that correspond to the Yud Gimel Mido Sharachm. So if you remember, so far we've learned Mikel Kamocha. Mikel Kamocha. God, you're so patient. You bear so much of our disgrace. We do such embarrassing things sometimes. And you're a melech aluv, or melech ne'alav, you're a silent king who bears our embarrassment. And not only do you bear our embarrassment, but you continue to give us energy, you give us life at the very moment we use it against you. And then we learned that Hashem is nosei avon. Hashem is nosei avon. Nosei avon means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only support us, but He even takes care of the negative energy that's created through our averos. Nosei avon means that when we do an avera, we create a malach, and that malach is a bad malach. And Hashem should say to us, listen, you're creating bad malachim, you need to sustain them, you need to pay for their existence. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His kindness doesn't only provide for us, but He even provides for our averos, for the malachim that are created through our averos, giving us, hopefully, space to change our ways. Okay, now we're up to the third phrase, V'over al pesha. Literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks our averos, our willful transgressions. And let's see what this is about. Okay? If you guys could just pass. Oh, you got a sheet? Okay, good. Okay. Zo mida gedola. This is a very big deal. Sharei ein hamachila al yedei shaliach. Mechila, forgiveness, doesn't come about by way of a shliach. There's a pasuk that maybe many of us are familiar with. Pasuk in Tehillim. It's one of the prakim that often, if we say Tehillim out loud in a responsive way because of some concern, it's one of our go-to prakim. Chapter 130, Kuf Lamed. And in that chapter, what does it say? Ki imcha ha-salicha. No? Leman tivarei. Ki imcha ha-salicha leman tivarei. What does that mean? I would think the opposite. Ki imcha ha-salicha, with you is forgiveness, and therefore I'm afraid? Tivarei? There's yira, there's fear? But the answer is, as Rashi explains there in Tehillim, chapter Kuf Lamed, Pasuk Dalet, Ki imcha salicha leman tivarei. You know what's intense about the fact that Hashem forgives? That only Hashem forgives. You can't beat the system. If you want to clean up your life, you need to have a conversation with God. Can't I just like speak to a lower ranking official instead of coming before the king? No. Ki imcha salicha, with you alone is forgiveness, leman tivarei. As Rashi says over there in Tehillim, Lo nasata reshus l'shliach l'slavach. Hashem doesn't outsource forgiveness. So that's intense. That's scary. And that's why some people almost would rather, you know, continue to live a life of sin, because they're just too scared to sit down and have that open and honest conversation with God. So says the Tomer Devora, Sharei eina mechila al yedei shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring about forgiveness through a shliach. Ela al yado mamish shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Himself is the one who does the forgiving. Okay. What's so great about that? Let's see. Ki dechsev ki imcha aslicha. Like we just quoted the pasuk in Tehillim. Umahi aslicha. Now why is this a big deal? Why should we feel indebted to Hashem? Okay, so God, you forgive us. Okay. So you don't ask an angel to do it. Fine. So what? Shehu roche ta'avon. What is salicha? What is forgiveness? It's the cleansing of our averos. Which means you're asking God to give you a bath. You're asking God to give you a bath after He told you not to play in the mud. Yesterday we learned that when a person does an avera, so it creates a malach, and now you're asking Hashem to sustain that malach, even though it's your fault the malach was created. More than that, you're asking Hashem here, not only am I asking you to take care of me and to sustain me and to keep giving me life, but I want you to constantly change my clothing, I want you to do my laundry. Hashem, I want you to cleanse my soul. That's a big deal. That God Himself washes away the sin. Imagine coming before the king, filthy, and saying, can you just like, you know, do you mind scrubbing me down? I'm too lazy, or I just don't know how to do it on my own. Well, so I'm going to get my clothing dirty, cleaning you off. After I told you not to play in the mud? Kedichsiv im rachat Hashem es soas benosion, as the Navi Yeshaya says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes away soas benosion. However, we didn't just play in the mud. Soa means feces. The Navi's painting an even more repulsive image of coming before, we come before Hashem, we stink. And we say, Hashem, can you clean us up? Hashem says, I told you you're going to smell disgusting if you do those things. Why'd you do that? And yeah, Hashem with his patience doesn't send some malach to wash us down. Hashem himself cleanses us. V'chein ksiv v'zarakti aleichem mayim tohorim. As the Navi Yecheskel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sprinkles upon us cleansing waters, pure waters. V'hainu v'over al pesha. That's what it means, v'over al pesha. Sholeach meimei rechitza v'over v'rochet ha-pesha. Hashem provides you with the cleansing agent, with the soap, with the water, to scrub away our sins. And again, pesha means the errors you did intentionally. So that means you knew full well what you were doing. So don't come to me afterward complaining, oh, I got my suit dirty, maybe you could buy me another one. Mom, Dad, you know, you told me not to play in the dirt in my Shabbos clothes, and I played in the mud, and I got all dirty, and I ripped my Shabbos pants. So maybe now you could, so the parents just say to you, no, you clean yourself off, go buy yourself a new set of clothing. I told you not to do that. And yet Hashem takes us lovingly, and He washes us down from head to toe. He's asking the Creator of the world to give you a bath. It's chutzpah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His patience and rachmanis and love of Jewish people, He does it. Okay? Now let's pause here for a minute, and let's go to the bottom of the page. This is from Rav Matisyahu Solomon. Who is Rav Matisyahu Solomon? Mashkiach in Lakewood. Okay, and I told you he has a sefer on Tomer Devorah called Matnas Chaim. So let's see how he explains it. There's more sheets over there. Kevan she'amida va'over al pesha, hu la'achar tshuva al kein hi mida gedola. Let's think about this for a second. When does Hashem give us the bath? Before we do tshuva or after we do tshuva? Well, the bath is the response to our tshuva. The bath is, if I do tshuva, then I'm entitled to mechila. How are we defining mechila? Slicha, forgiveness. Forgiveness is what? Is being cleansed. Okay, so all this is taking place after tshuva. As we mentioned the Gemara yesterday, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. Hashem, kodem shiachta. Hashem, la'achar shiachta, kishiyasa tshuva. So now I've done tshuva already. I've done tshuva, I've said I'm sorry, okay. But now I'm saying, so Hashem says, okay, you're sorry, that's nice, so I forgive you. Oh, but now I have to wash your clothing also. Meaning it's one thing for the parents to say, okay, I'm not angry at you that you played in the mud. But now, oh, well, Mom and Dad, I'm really busy now, so can you just do the laundry while I go, you know, do something else? No. I forgive you for not listening, but you go wash your own clothing. So says Rav Matisyahu Solomon, Kevan she'amida va'over al pesha hu la'achar tshuva al kein hi mida gedola. That after tshuva, Hashem is still laundering your clothing, is a tremendous thing. What does that mean? Da'arei mechila v'slicha hanases al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, v'lo al yidei shliach, b'vada hi ba rak acharei ha'tshuva. This forgiveness that's being granted to us is obviously taking place after we've said sorry, after we've gone through the tshuva process. Ki ein mechila below tshuva. Because the Gemara says, as we'll see in a second, there cannot be forgiveness without tshuva. Hashem doesn't just forgive you. You have to at least show up and say you're sorry. You have to say, I regret playing in the mud. As the Gemara says in Bava Kama, kol ha'omer ha-kodesh baruch hu vatron yevatru chayev. Anyone who says that Hashem is a vatron, what's a vatron? Have a look inside, write down the words. What's a vatron? Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nun. We're learning Bava Kama this year. Bava Kama Daf Nun. Kol Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yevatru Chayev. What does it mean to be Mavater? It's very noisy outside. Speak up. To what?
Defer.
Defer, okay. To overlook, to forego. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mavater means to let it slide. So anyone who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatron, that things aren't a big deal to God. Oh, you did a lot of Averas, whatever, God will just forgive you. Without you even saying sorry. If you think Hashem just lets things, you know, go by, Hashem allows these things to casually pass by, a person who says that Hashem is Mavater, oh, so I did a couple of Averas, God will probably just, you know, whatever. I'm sure Hashem will forgive me for it. Don't make that assumption. Did you ask forgiveness? Did you have feelings of regret? Were you mekabel upon yourself to change? Did you do a vidui? A person who just says, nah, whatever, God will, it's fine, we're cool, we're good. Hashem will be mevater. A person who says that God just lets things slide, Hashem overlooks things, God isn't paying attention, says the Gemara, Yevatru Chayev. So let God overlook your life. Let God stop paying attention to you. Let's see how that works out. Hashem's not casual, so you have to do tshuva. So now a person did tshuva. Okay, great, so you did tshuva, you said you're sorry. But realize you're not just asking to be forgiven that your mother or father shouldn't be upset at you for what you did. Now you're asking them to pay for the damages. I told you not to act that way, that reckless way. So I'm disappointed you didn't listen. And now you caused $500 of damage. So you're really asking two separate things. You're asking, please don't be mad at me for not listening to you. And then I'm also asking, oh, by the way, can I put the damage on your credit card? Those are two different things. That's what Rav Matzia was pointing out here. V'im kein chidesh lanu atomer devora. Shegam acharei hatshuva tzarech od rechitza mitzoas ha'avon. That after God says, okay, I forgive you, but you're still dirty from the Avera. When Hashem says, I'm not going to mark it down in my books in Shemayim, but your soul is still dirty. Your soul is still dirty from the sin. Vehi hi shleimas hamachila. And asking to be cleansed is the completion of the healing process. Look how he explains it clearly. Vahabir bezeh pashut. Every Avera really has two dimensions to it. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in a very famous, thank you. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in the very famous piece, discusses why tshuva is such an amazing, act of chesed on behalf of Hashem. He quotes his own explanation. He quotes an explanation from the Chafetz Chaim. Because the Mesilas Yesharim refers to tshuva as being lefnim mishuras adin. It's like Hashem goes above and beyond through the process called tshuva. Why? You mess things up and you fix them. You say you're sorry. What's so amazing about tshuva? And Rav Elchanan Wasserman explains, because really, tshuva has two aspects to it. It's one thing to ask God not to be mad at you. It's another thing for God to say, pretend this never happened. But it did happen. There's two elements to every Avera. Take a look inside. Aleph. For those who just joined us, we're in the right column, five lines from the bottom. Aleph. Ha'onesh al sha'aver al das kono. Number one, you deserve to be punished for not listening to Hashem. You get an X on your scorecard in Shemayim. But Beis, there's a spiritual tumah that comes about through sin. Zuamas v'tumas ha'avera ha'mitamtemes es ha'lev. What's zuama? Filth. The dirtiness and the tuma that's mitamtemes ha'lev, that clogs the heart. You've been changed by your avera. So really, when you do an avera, two things happen. You get a strike against you in the heavens, which might turn into a punishment at some later time. But you're also just dirty. Your body is dirty. Your soul has become sullied from the sin. A spiritual filth is on your body. V'timtum zeh mitzias hi ba'adam. And that blockage is a reality. You've redefined yourself as a dirty person. You may not see it, but you've changed. Averis change a person. It's not only that in Shemayim you're getting a bad score. The type of human being you're going to be is transformed by the type of actions that you do. So until now we've been learning that what? That when a person does tshuva, it saves a person from the punishment. Hashem says, okay, I'm not going to give you an X in Shemayim, but you're still filthy. And you're asking for an even bigger kindness of Hashem. Hashem, I don't want to just be exonerated in the court in heaven, but I also want to get clean again. I want my body to be scrubbed clean. And there's no soap in the world that can do that. The only one who can cleanse me, Hashem, is you. So I'm really embarrassed to ask you to give me a bath, because that's a disgraceful thing to ask the creator of the world to do. Do my laundry for me. Clean up my mess. But I have no other choice. And Hashem, in His kindness, He does it for us. Mikol makom adayin tzarechu lechesed gadol. Sheyavir Hashem achet min hametzias. That Hashem should erase, again, the reality of the sin. Akiyavuka sha'avon einenu. Until searching for that avera is no longer. So again, there's two aspects to the avera. There's the disrespect that you gave to God by not listening to Him, and then there's the tumah, the filthiness that comes upon you from that avera. Now we learned yesterday, some of us learned yesterday, that there's a medrash that says that tshuva is only for Jews. And we question that medrash because the story of Yonah is that the Navi is sent to Nineveh, a non-Jewish city, telling them to do tshuva, or you're going to be destroyed. So we see a concept of tshuva by non-Jews. So says of Matisyahu Salomon in the left-hand column, Shemati mi mori v'rabi agon Rav Eliyahu Lopian. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Eliyahu Lopian. Rav Eliyahu Lopian was a mashkiach in London, in the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in London, for about 25 years, from the 1920s to the year 1950. And then he spent the last 20 years of his life, from 1950 to 1970, in Eretz Yisrael. Always wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He made it to Eretz Yisrael. Anyone know the name of the Sefer, Rav Eliyahu Lopian? Lev Eliyahu. Okay, it happened in the Beis Medrash. It's like a famous Musar work. He was a great Mashkiach. So Rav Eliyahu Lopian quotes from Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Rav Yitzchak Blazer was the Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Passed away in 1907, Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Okay, he was one of the top students of Rav Yisrael Salanter, chief rabbi of St. Petersburg, when St. Petersburg was still the capital of Russia. Rav Yitzchak Blazer was a tremendous Musar giant and also a tremendous halachist. He wrote, we have Shavos and Chuvos, pre-Yitzchak. So Rav Eliyahu Lopian quotes from Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Shebezer Rav Itzala Petterberger, as he's sometimes called. Right? Rav Itzala, Yitzchak, of Petersburg. Shebezer Cholkim Yisrael Me'akum. Chevra, this is the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew when it comes to tshuva. A non-Jew can say, Hashem, I'm sorry. I didn't listen to what was expected of me. And God can say, okay, I'm not going to punish you. But what about the tumah? What about the fact that you're dirty from the avera? Hashem says, no, I don't give baths to non-Jews. That I don't do. There's a unique chesed that Hashem does for us. We'll have to explain why. To understand why that is. But the second aspect of tshuva, cleanse me from the zuhama, from the tumah, from the filth, that's a unique aspect of chesed that Hashem provides for Klal Yisrael. She'af al pi shematzinu inyan tshuva etzal akum, kmo ba'anchei Nineveh. Even though we do see some concept of tshuva by the nations of the world, like we find by Nineveh, mikol makum lo ho'il lehem rak al lehaba la'tzilam en ha'paranius. The only thing that it works to do is to save them from punishment. God is going to punish you. I'm so sorry, God, don't punish me. Okay, I won't punish you. So in terms of the future, the repercussions of the sin, Hashem can pardon umos ha'olam, nations of the world, non-Jews. Ki ha'gezeira ha'isal tanai, shim yahafchu ma'aseh amira letov, oz yalem tov, v'lo te'afeich Nineveh. Because what did Hashem say to Yonah? Go tell Nineveh, change your ways or else, what? You will be destroyed. So when Nineveh says, we're so sorry, what happens? They're not destroyed. They're not punished. What about the fact that Nineveh was still a disgusting city? it was still a disgusting city. That didn't change. Yonah saved Nineveh from being destroyed, saved Nineveh from punishment. And if not, if you don't do tshuva, you'll be overturned, you'll be destroyed. But the fact that Nineveh was still a city of sin, that didn't change. Yonah didn't come and serve as a mikvah for them. God didn't cleanse them of their past. They just needed to say sorry to save themselves from being destroyed. You hear, Chav? You hear the difference? But their past remained as is, and they remained in their tumah. Here's the difference by a Jew. A Jew can have the audacity to say, Hashem, I'm sorry. Please don't punish me moving forward. Please don't put that X on the scorecard in Shemayim, which is going to lead to punishment at some future time. Maybe it'll be a flat tire tomorrow, or being sick and stuck in bed, or maybe I'll lose my job, or maybe I'll struggle to find a shidduch. Whatever the repercussions, whatever the reality that emerges from that avera is, the onesh, please, Hashem, don't do that to me. So Hashem says, okay. And then I say, and Hashem, the truth is, I feel disgusting because of my averas. Can you wash me down? And Hashem says, for the Jewish people, I'll do that. I'll even do that. Over al-pesha, that's what we're learning. Over al-pesha, I'll wash away the avera. I'll scrub you down. I'll cleanse the sin. That's the unique chesed that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael. Shal yidei ha-tshuva mechaper avonim u'metaher osam. Shu ha-saras ha-lichluch va-psoles. Hashem wipes away the lichluch, the filth, the dirt. Va'alkein amar ki imcha ha-salicha l'man tivarei. That's what we're really asking. That's what the Talmud Devorah is explaining. To ask for a bath is embarrassing. Ki imcha slicha, Hashem, only you can cleanse me. And therefore, laman tivarei, I should be really scared to do averos, because I should be really embarrassed after I do averos to have to come before Hashem and say, if you don't mind giving me a bath, I'd really appreciate it. That's an embarrassing thing. And if I think about that meirosh, if I think about the fact that averos make me dirty and the only way to get cleansed is to come before God, hopefully I'll stop doing averos, because I'm too embarrassed to ask Hashem to give me a bath. And that will hopefully motivate some Yirah Shamayim, generate some Yirah Shamayim, and it will stop me from doing avers. Okay, turn over to the second side of the sheet. Okay, this is a selection from the Sefer Lev Eliyahu, just mentioned a moment ago, Rav Eliyahu Lopian. I told you he passed away in 1970. He has a whole section of essays on tshuva. And once again, look who he quotes from in the second paragraph. He quotes from Rav Yitzchak Blazer, again. Chief Rabbi of St. Petersburg, author of the Pri Yitzchak, student of Rav Yisrael Salanter, passed away in 1907. And now look at this mashal to help us better understand it. Because a lot of what the Talmud Devorah is trying to do is you got to picture these ideas. When you're about to do an Avera, picture yourself jumping into a cesspool. Because that's what you're doing. It's disgusting. I wouldn't do it for $1 million. It's gross. So let's paint a very gross picture. I'm sorry to use a graphic image. But the Bali Musar taught us to picture things in order to really, you know, to awaken that sense of Yirah Shamayim. So I apologize in advance for the crude description we're about to read, but it'll help us to really understand it. It'll understand both how disgusting an aver is, and it'll help us understand how unbelievable the chesed of Hashem is to wash us down, over al pesha. Okay? Second paragraph, take a look, on the second side of the page. By second paragraph, I mean in the Lev Eliyahu. The Kvar Himshil Hagon Rav Yitzchak Blazer Zatzal mi Peterburg. Rav Yitzchak Blazer, student of Rav Yisrael Salanter, chief rabbi of St. Petersburg, passed away in 1907. He gave the following mashal. Letinok she'asa tzarcha varisasa. Imagine a scene. The mommy comes into the room. She sees her baby sitting in the crib. Right? And there's a horrible stench in the room. The tinok was osa tzarcha. The tinok relieved itself while it's sitting in its crib. Vare darcha shel tinok. Now imagine the scene, the child pulled off his or her diaper. And now the child is literally sitting there playing with its feces. And it's everywhere. It's disgusting. The kid got it in his hair, on his face, on his arms, his legs. It's really gross. And sometimes the child will get it even in his mouth. It's just it's a revolting scene. So imagine now you're a stranger who walks into such a room and sees a person sitting there wallowing in their. You walk into such a room, it's disgusting, it's repulsive. You're gagging from the disgusting smell. You're clutching your nostrils so as not to smell the horrible stench. And as soon as you understand the environment that you're in, you turn around from such a place and you flee, you run out of that room, it's gross. You want to get out of there as quickly as you can. You're clutching your nose so you don't vomit from the disgusting smell and the disgusting image. And you just run out of the room. What does the mother do? What does the mother of the baby do? What does the mother of the baby do? Moshe Weinberger likes to tell a story about such a scene. He said one time, one of his children woke up in the middle of the night. One of his daughters woke up in the middle of the night. And he walked in, he heard her crying. It was his turn, I guess, to sometimes parents switch off. So anyways, it was his turn to put the baby back to sleep. So he got out of bed, he went into the baby's room. And he said, this is how he tells the story, so I feel comfortable sharing it this way. He said he walked into the room, he said the smell was unbearable. And he said, this is a job that only the love of a Jewish mother can handle such a severe case. So he went back to his wife and he's like, I can't, no. This is just out of daddy's league. So he said, and he learned a very important lesson that night. He said, his Rebbetzin got up, Rebbetzin Weinberger got up, and she took a diaper in her hand, and she stood outside the child's room with a diaper in her hand, and she closed her eyes and she said, L'shem yichud kutcha brichu shchinte, d'chilu rechimim. And she started to say the L'shem yichud. She said, Hinemi muchan umezuman l'kaye mitzvah sasei, shal v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. I'm about to perform the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, which Rabbi Akiva says is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. Or Weinberger said, I didn't think of it that way. Here was my child, and it's my responsibility to cleanse my child, and even that, he felt like, this was hard. But his wife said, what do you mean? This is, you're doing chesed. You're doing Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. You're upholding the whole universe. He tells that story as having learned a very important lesson. So how does the mother walk into the room? The mother walks into such a room. Does she have the option? And does she not have a place in her heart to want to take care of her child? Does she run out of the room? That's disgusting, kid. You change your own diaper. Avalo kein imo shel tinok, says Rav Yitzchak Blazer. When the mother walks into that room, look at these words, it's beautiful. Now picture this being you in the tshuva process. He nigeshes el tinoka, she picks up the baby, even though she's getting covered. And she provides for her beloved child. She provides for her beloved child with unbelievable care and concern and love. She brings water, which is just the right temperature. Poshrim means like lukewarm. Lo karim. I don't want my child to be cold. Water's not too cold. Shelo yitstanein. Lo chamin, I don't want the water to be too hot. I don't want shelo yichve, God forbid, to scald my child. I don't want to hurt my child. With unbelievable sensitivity, the mother comes into the room. She takes the baby. She fills up the bath just right. She doesn't say, "Oh, kid, this is gross. I'm just throwing you into a cold bath." No, she gets the water just right, and she helps the child take off the pajamas, which are filthy and disgusting. Mafshita mimena malbusha vatzawim. She peels off the very dirty clothing, beregia umenucha, and a good mother, right? And we've all had our better and worse days as parents, but a good mother does this with tremendous calm and patience. Shelo tachivenu, not to hurt her child. She's getting dirty, but she doesn't want to like twist the kid's arm as she's pulling this off. She's very gently removing the clothing, even though she's getting filthy from it. Vrocheta so kula b'mayim zachim, and she washes her child in pure and clean water. Achanasa noki v'yofe umazir, until the child is sparkling. Mom is beautiful again. And she hugs and kisses the child. She's kissing the same limbs that a moment ago. She kisses the child on the lips. She strokes his hair that a moment ago was filled with filth. And now she's clutching the child, hugging and kissing the child. What an amazing image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleansing us. The Rambam writes, you don't have it in front of you, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam paints also for us a very powerful picture of what a Jew looks like when he goes through the process of tshuva. When a person is chozer b'tshuva, says the Rambam, ha-tshuva mekarev es esar achokim. This is in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tshuva, halacha vav. Parak zayin halacha vav Hilchos Tshuva. Listen to these words of the Rambam. Emesh hayizeh sonoi lifnei amakom. Yesterday before you did tshuva, you were despised by God. Mishukatz umaruchak v'to'eva. Very harsh words. You were disgusting, you were distant, you were abominable. V'hayom, and after you do tshuva, Hashem gives you a nice bath. And what happens to you now? Hayom, listen to these words. Hu ahuv, your beloved, nechmad, karov, v'yadid. You're close to Hashem. You're beloved by Hashem. You feel this tremendous beauty that Hashem sees by you. This unbelievable transformation. And again, how embarrassed we should be that Hashem was the one who had to give us this bath. After He told us, I told you, that's not a place for you to be playing. You got yourself filthy, and now Hashem washes us off. Says the Lev Eliyahu, second to last paragraph. V'hu mashanu tzvichin l'shmo me'apasu. That's what we need to learn from the pasuk. The pasuk that says, "Ki imrachat Hashem et soas ben osion." Why did I give you this piece of Lev Eliyahu? Because I want you to better understand the pasuk in Yeshaya that the Tomer Devarah quoted. What was the pasuk? The pasuk is imrachat Hashem et soas ben osion. It's not just mud. It's not just dust or dirt. It's soa. It's feces. To create that very repulsive image of, again, this child being covered. And Hashem doesn't send a malach. Hashem doesn't send some cleaning service to wash us down. Hashem v'lo malach. Hashem v'lo shliach. Hashem v'lo acher. Like we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. K'mayim rakasuv. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Because just like the mother doesn't hire someone else to take care of her child, the mother provides for the child. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, viewing us as His children, provides for us. What an amazing act of chesed Hashem does for us. And that's what the Tomer Devorah means, he says. V'zeh ma'asher kasev ha-Tomer Devorah, d'zo mida gedola, she'ein ha-mechila al yedei shliach, ela al yado mamish shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Himself. Ki imcha ha-salicha, you yourself lo yedei shliach. Hashem, you yourself wash us down. Not with the shliach. Okay? Turn back to the Tomer Devorah on side one. What do we learn from this? Again, this is all teaching us how we're supposed to act. Mahurachu, mafatarachu. Look at Hashem's kindness. V'hinei mamish kudmus zet tzarech liyos ha'adam. In the same form, with the same sensitivity, care and concern, we have to be like Hashem. Shalo yomar, so one should not say, v'chiyanim misakein mashaploni chato hishchis. I should clean up your mess? I should clean up the mess. You rent someone your house. Yeah? And you come back. And you see that the place is trashed. So, if they're willing to pay to clean it up, you're still annoyed. That's level one for you. I told you, how could you do this to my house? I'm so angry at you that you did such a thing. Level one would be to forgive them, even if they're going to clean the whole thing up themselves. Yeah? When the cat in the hat, like, you know, gets rid of all the mess, right? Okay. Yeah, you made the mess. Of course you got rid of the mess. That's level one. Now you're asking me, oh, sorry, we don't have any money to pay for a cleaning service. You're asking me to pay to clean up my own house? When I already told you, I warned you not to do such a thing. A person shouldn't say, why should I clean up your mess? Why? A Jew looks at another Jew. I should take my precious time, I should give up my time of Torah and mitzvahs to be makari of you because you decided to go play in the mud? So now what? I have to close my Gemara to go out to the street to find some Jew who's disconnected from Hashem? That's my problem? And the answer is, yes, that is your problem. That is your problem. Lo yomar kach. Don't say, this is not my problem, this is not my avera, this is not my mess. Sharei ha'odom chotev ha'kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo shalo yidei shliach. Misakin es mu'uvas v'roches so'as avono. The same way that Hashem cleans up your mess, it's not Hashem's mess. You were forewarned. Don't claim you didn't know what you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing. And then you send God the bill? So you do that all the time. So when someone else mistreats you and leaves a mess, and now what? I have to clean up my roommate's mess? It's bad enough that he leaves the apartment messy. Let him clean it up, at the very least. I'm already annoyed that he made such a mess in the apartment. But I have to clean it up. I have to clean up his mess. And the answer is, just think about the fact that Hashem does that for you every single day of your life. U'mikan yisbayish ha'odim l'shuv l'achto sh'arei ha'melech ba'atzmo rochitz lichlos b'gadav. So Aleph is that I should have this care and concern and sensitivity to others. And Beis, hopefully this motivates some Yirah Shemayim in me, knowing that I'm going to have to ask the king to ask Hashem to clean me. Hopefully that will inspire me not to do Averos in the first place. Okay, Chavi, you following? Everyone okay? A little tired? Slichos? It's hard work. What can you do? Okay, let's finish up. Turn back to the second side of the page one more time. And let's learn just the last Mishnah, the last lines of Maseches Yoma, the end of Yom Kippur, and the Tosfos Yom Tov's comment there. Okay, before I do that, I want to just read you one line from Michtam Eliyahu, from Rav Dessler. It's not on the page in front of you, but I found an amazing line in the second volume of the Michtam Eliyahu on page 80. Just listen to these words, just a couple of words. Misbonein, contemplate, Be'otzem Chaste Hashem Yisbarach. Think about the unbelievable kindness of Hashem. He's commenting on the Tomer Devorah. Shemashpil as atzmo kivayachol lisoch tumaso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself into your tumah. Again, for Hashem to clean you, it's not just that Hashem cleans us from a distance. Like the mother. The mother who has to get herself dirty in order to clean that child. Now we'll see, there is a notion, there is a concept of Hashem cleaning us from a distance, as we saw in the Tomer Devorah. The Pasuk what? V'zarachti aleicha mayim torim. I'll sprinkle the waters onto you. I don't have to touch you to sprinkle you. You can stand over there and I can sprinkle you with cleansing waters. But says Rav Dessler in the Michtam Eliyahu, Hashem lowers himself into the mud, into the tumah, kedei lekabel es tshuvaso. Think about what you're asking of Hashem. Hashem doesn't send a shliach to wash you off and pick you up. Hashem puts himself, Hashem, you're forcing Hashem to come down into that dirty place to wash you. That's very embarrassing. And that's why the Tomer Devorah ended. This concept, Mikan Yisbayish HaAdam. How embarrassed we need to be to ask Hashem, I can't even pick myself up out of the mud. Hashem, come sit in the mud with me and pull me out of this mess. That's so disgraceful to do such a thing. And Hashem does it for us, and that's an amazing act of chesed. Okay, let's learn the last Mishnah in Yoma. Yeah. Yeah, but it's much worse because we're supposed to know better. Right? Meaning you're not a baby anymore. Okay, so when the baby pulls off his diaper in the crib, you know, it's still disgusting, but part of what gives a human mother the strength to forgive is that her child doesn't know any better. And I love my child. But as we get older, and we do more averos, and we know how disgusting it is, and we know how wrong it is, and we still do it, what are you, a baby? Go to the bathroom, make in your pants, and then you ask Hashem to cleanse you? What is that? It's disgusting, it's a revolting image. But that's exactly the point. You should be terribly embarrassed. You're not potty trained yet. You're sitting there wallowing in the mud, and then you say, oh, Hashem, you know, I can't even pick myself up from here. You come down to me, like Rav Dessler says. You come down to me, into my mud, and pull me out of this. So that's the part that's so disgraceful. We should know better. We do know better. And yet, we make this mistake over and over again. And then also, we consider ourselves like I'm freed from the responsibility to help out someone else. I've got my own things to worry about. I don't have time for my fellow Jews. What do you mean? Imagine if Hashem said He doesn't have time to wash you down. You don't like it. It seems it's you know, it makes you uncomfortable. Too bad. You make Hashem uncomfortable when you ask Him to do your laundry also. No? I think that's the pshat. Yeah. Right, right, right. It comes from within you. Right. Right. That's a good point. Not only is the mushal of tsoa just, you know, dirtier than mud or dirt, it's more revolting, right? But it comes from within you. It's your own mess. It's not something that's external to you, right? You've allowed it to emerge from within you. That's very good. Good point. Okay, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Here's how we end Maseches Yoma. Here's what we're supposed to feel at the end of Yom Kippur, having gone through that bath. The way Rav Soloveitchik describes, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Hashem is like a bar of soap. The Rav didn't say it exactly like that, but that's basically what the Rav said. That Hashem is this cleansing agent, and on Yom Kippur, we basically press up against Hashem, rubbing up against this cleansing agent that leaves us sparkling and clean. We're making contact with Hashem on Yom Kippur. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, how lucky we are. Again, like Rav Matasiel Solomon told us, the Umas HaOlam don't have this. The nations of the world can say we're sorry and not be punished, but they don't have God as their mikvah. Says Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaren umi mitar eschem avichem sheba shamayim. Jewish people, you're so fortunate. That what? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu washes you. Hashem is mitar you. It doesn't say Hashem forgives you. Hashem washes you, He cleanses you. Shenemar v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim. Hashem sprinkles purifying waters upon you. Hashem doesn't run out of the room, again like that stranger in the mashal of Rav Itzala Pettersberger. V'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem literally means not that God is a mikveh, but that God is, what's kaveh? What does kaveh mean? Kaveh al Hashem. The hope. The hope, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The hope of the Jewish people is Hashem. But says the drasha in the last Mishnah Yoma, Mikveh is a lashon of what? Of mikvah. Ma mikvah mitar es atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitar es Yisrael. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like a mikvah, removes the tumah of a person who's tameh, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes away the tumah of the Jewish people. God is our mikvah. God is our mikvah. God is our bath. Again, we should be embarrassed to have to ask for that, but we should feel so thankful and so fortunate that Hashem does it for us. That Hashem is willing to do that for us. It's really an awesome thing. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is a mikvah. Parshas Vayakel. Is there chumash here? I saw one like a second ago. Parshas Vayakel. That's okay. It's okay. I don't know. Parshas Vayakel, when Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering the Jews, that was on Yom Kippur. The second luchos were given to us on Yom Kippur. Parshas Vayakel is taking place on Yom Kippur. So the tzaddik can bring a remez. What's the gematria of the word Vayakel? Parshas Vayakel. Cheda Ega, 40 days, comes back down on Yom Kippur, luchos shnios. A day of Slicha, Kapara, of Kabbalah Satorah. Yom Kippur is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. We got the second Luchos. Vayakel is? No? Vayakel. 151. Vav Yud Kuf Hei Lamed. Right? Moshe gathered the Jews. It was on Yom Kippur, Chazal say. Vayakel. Vayakel means to gather. Okay? What's the gematria of the word mikvah? Also, 151. So tzaddikim say, right? That when Jews come together, Vayakel, which literally means to gather Jews together, that itself is cleansing. That itself is purifying. Achdus Yisrael. Vayichon Shom Yisrael Neged Ar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It was a time where the Jewish people experienced kapara through unity. Yom Kippur is a day of Yichud, a day of unity, Jewish unity. It was a day that the Jews gathered together, Vayakel. Right? But it's also a day of mikvah. Yom Kippur is a day of mikvah. That's why Parshas Vayakel, which took place on Yom Kippur, is gematria mikvah. Yom Kippur is a mikvah. That's why people who don't go to the mikvah all year round certainly go to the mikvah before Yom Kippur. What Jew doesn't go to the mikvah for Yom Kippur? There's even a question in Halacha if a person should make a bracha on going to the mikvah by the Yom Nora. A person who goes to the mikvah, when a woman goes to the mikvah, she makes a bracha. Did you know that? Did you guys know that? When a woman goes to the mikvah to be mitayar herself after her nidah cycle, she makes a bracha. Men don't make brachas when they go to the mikvah. There's discussion in the Rishonim of certain times when, you know, where there might be more of an obligation to go to a mikvah on the Yom Noram, so maybe one could make a bracha. Again, that's not the practice, but there's a big inyan to go to the mikvah before Yom Kippur. Mikvah. Yom Kippur is a day of mikvah. Ma'am mikvah mitaris tmeim afakadosh baruch hu mitaris Yisrael. Those are the last words of Maseches Yoma. Says the Tosos Yom Tov. Take a look at this. It'll help us understand, I think. It'll help us understand Tomer Devor. Last source on the page. Lefnei mi atem mitarin, mi mitar eskam. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying, wake up, Jews, think about it. You're asking Hashem to wash away your most filthy things. The Averas are stained all over you, tattooed all over your body. It says what the Avera is. You'd be embarrassed to go to your parents, to stand in front of your Rebbe, right, with those Averas tattooed all over your arms and face and body. And now you go before Melech Malchei Melech and you say, Hashem, look at me, I'm disgusting. But please, Hashem, have the Midah of Chesed and wash me clean. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. Over Al Pesha corresponds to Kel. Kel is the name of Hashem of pure Chesed. Chesed, complete Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, wash away my sins. Says the Tosos Yom Tov. Lefi Shaderech HaYisharahu. The proper path is Shivor Lo Ha'odim Ba'atmo Liskadeshu Litayar. The proper way things should work is that what? If you make yourself dirty, wash yourself off. If you're dirty, go to the mikveh yourself. Why should Hashem have to come to you? Like I told you from Rav Dessler, Hashem lowers Himself into your tumah. Why should Hashem have to come to you? At least be a mensch and go to Hashem and say, I'm sorry. At least go to Him. Don't make Him travel to you. The proper path is that when a person is dirty, he chooses a path of cleansing. And then when he wants to become clean, so Hashem helps him. Before whom do you purify yourself? When you show up to Hashem, at least you're helping. At least you're helping. That's the way it should be, at the very least. Still embarrassing. But at least you're trying to do your part. Umipnei, now look carefully. Third line. Umipnei shalif amim lefi sheyetzer leva adam ra'a lav. But sometimes a person is so broken, so weighed down by the Avera, so dirty, so embarrassed, so stuck in the mud, that he can't even go to Hashem. Lo yuchol is gaber alav l'chofol itayar b'tshuva. He can't even bring himself to tshuva. So does Hashem forget about such a Jew? Hashem abandoned such a Jew? Kid, at least climb out of your crib and meet me at the bath. Don't make me like come into the room and bring you to the bath. But Hashem does that. Halavai, we should start the process. Go to Hashem. But if not, v'hu rachum yichaper avon. Yo'oriru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create the tshuva process for us. V'yamin tzidko yismichu, Hashem will support us in His right hand, His loving embrace. Levilti yidach yimenu nidach. So Rabbi Akiva is actually saying two things. That's what the Tosas Yom Tov is telling us here. Rabbi Akiva is saying, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, before whom do you bring yourself to purify yourself? Halavai, you should at least help Hashem by going to Hashem. It's still embarrassing. Hashem's still washing you down, but at least you're partnering with Hashem to get clean. What's much worse is what? When a Jew is so dirty and so stuck that he can't even bring himself to Hashem. Does God give up on such a Jew? No. Hashem, in His kindness, comes to that person. Mi mitar eschem, right? Lifnei mi atem mitarim. Before whom do you bring yourself to purify yourself? That's when we go to Hashem. But if you're really stuck, mi mitar eschem, avicham sheva shemayim. Hashem will come to you. And that's the two psukim that Rabbi Akiva quotes. There's mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Bring yourself to the mikvah. Right? Hashem doesn't bring the mikvah to your house. You got to go to the mikvah. So go to the mikvah, pick yourself up and go to the mikvah. That's at least partnering with Hashem. But if not, you know what Hashem's going to do? Hashem will come to you, v'zarakti aleichem. Mayim Tahorim. Hashem will sprinkle waters on you. If you're stuck over there, Hashem will bring the water to you. V'zeu b'lihis oras ha'adam, elahu b'rachamav mitare. So again, just look at the layers upon layers of Hashem's rachmanis upon us. Hashem is so generous with us, so forgiving, so willing not only to not punish us, but to even give us a completely clean and fresh start, and to hold us and to kiss us and to say, mwah, I see how clean you are, how beautiful you are. And it's all because Hashem has that midah of over alpesha to wash away our veros. Okay, so again, the two takeaways for us. One is bein adam la'atzmo and one is bein adam l'chavero. Bein adam la'atzmo, don't do things that you're going to have to ask Hashem to clean you. You should be so embarrassed to have to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to ask God to wash you down. And on a bein adam l'chavero level, when you see a Jew sitting in the mud, don't say, why should I get myself dirty for that Jew? No, it's your achrayas. Part of your achrayas is to get yourself dirty for that Jew. The same way that Hashem kiviyachol gets himself dirty for you. Okay? So halavai, we should have such a sensitivity to being mitar ourselves and helping to mitar other people.
Ashrechem Yisrael, lifnei mi, atem mitarim mi mitaheres. Lifnei mi, atem mitarim mi mitaheres. Avichem shebashamayim, avichem shebashamayim, avichem shebashamayim. Avichem shebashamayim, vi yomer mikvei Yisrael Hashem, vi yomer mikvei Yisrael Hashem.
Why did Yecheskel get cut out? Poor Yecheskel. Yecheskel's pasuk got cut out of the sun. All right. Okay, Shkoyach.